Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that you enjoyed your weekend, that you enjoyed the little bit of rain that we did receive here in San Diego, and we need more of that, but you enjoyed the sunshine of Sunday. And this week looks like it's going to be really, really nice weather here in San Diego. So let us begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I thank you for your word. Bless us by your word. Teach us your word. Educate us through your word, Lord. Tell us more of who you are and more of who we are in you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go back over to the book of John, John chapter 17. And we had only read verses 1 and 2 before we segued over to Romans. So we're going to reread those verses and we're going to talk more about verse 3 of John chapter 17 today. And verse 1 reads, "These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." And so we are seeing there in verse 3, what eternal life is all about, and it is about knowing God. It is not just a process by which we are living forever, but it is a relationship with God. Let's go over to Jeremiah chapter 9, and I'm going to read verse 23 and 24. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment or justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord." Saith the Lord. Now, when you look at this, you are looking at God is saying something about his nature. He is saying something about what he does. And he is giving us an understanding of who he is and who we ought to be in him. We should not glory in riches or our wisdom or things that we can do, but glory in understanding and knowing him. That's eternal life. Eternal life is the understanding of who God is, his divine nature, who we are in him, and this whole process of getting to know him is eternal life. And so it says, don't glory in the material things or glory in the things that actually he has given us. He's given us wisdom. He's given us ability and capability. He's given us talents. He's given us all the things that we use to get through this life successfully. But don't even glory in that. Glory in understanding and knowing him. Let us go back over to 17, John chapter 17, and reread verse 3 again. And says, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God." The only true God. There is only one God. In Deuteronomy 6 and 4, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one." It is one. It is monotheism. It is not in many gods worshiping many different gods, but it is one God, which is the only true God. And he came in the form of man in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. We are saved by Jesus Christ. So we have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit all one. A triune God, but one Lord. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, when we're talking about God being the only true God. in verse 4 of 1 Corinthians chapter 8, at the end of that verse, it says, an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. An idol is nothing. There are many religions that worship idols, and they have these type of deities that cannot speak. They haven't risen from the dead. They have no power, but they believe in them. And let's continue in verse 5 of 1 Corinthians chapter 8. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. And so it is describing there that the Father and Jesus are one, because there is only one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. There's only one. And so Jesus Christ is God. So is explaining there that, excuse me, there is only one God. There is only one. There are many that be called gods, but there is truly only one God. Amen. So let's go back over to John chapter 17. Continue with verse 4. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. So Jesus is praying to the Father, and he's saying, I have glorified thee on earth. I have done what you have sent me to do. I have finished the work. So, you know, that brings me to us. Will we be able to say, Lord, I have finished the work. I have done what you have called me to do. I have fulfilled my purpose here on earth. When it is time, when our days are up, will we be able to say that? Will we be able to say that? And in order to even be able to comprehend what a purpose is, we need to even seek after what the purpose is. It is not just meat and drink, as the Bible talks about. It is not just living this life of pleasure, but it is a purpose. One of the purposes is to believe God and believe on the Son which he has sent, which is Jesus Christ, that there is only that name by which we must be saved or can be saved, only in the name of Jesus. One purpose is to know that Jesus Christ died for our sins and that we might be saved through him. That is one purpose. Salvation is one purpose. Another purpose is, we just talked about in verse 2 of John chapter 17, or verse 3, actually in verse 3, is that we might know him. That is life eternal, to understand and know God. These are the purposes of this life. He has given to everyone a particular purpose or purposes about going about and doing things. But the true purpose of life is to know God. That is our purpose, is to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. Our destiny is to live with God in eternity and to know him, and to know him, be well acquainted with the Father. Amen. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.